You may notice that I came down the steps with a railing today instead of from the front there. I have a bum knee, and every now and then it gives out on me, and I fall to the ground. I've done that several times. I've been to the orthopedic guy and gave me a brace and put some fluid in there. It didn't help. I fell again yesterday. So I certainly don't want to fall coming down these steps. So, I say, is my glass half empty or half full? From what I've just said, it sounds like it's half empty. You know, you get older and your body doesn't want to do what your mind wants it to do. It slows down and you've got aches and pains. Or you've got whatever as you get older, like I'm getting older. And you can easily begin to think of life as half empty rather than half full. And I think that's our message today from the scriptures, that the Israelites constantly complained to God when things didn't go well. Nothing was right. You know, they started starving in the desert and thirsting, and they said, why did you lead us out here just to starve to death? We'd rather be back there and be slaves and at least have something to eat. So God provided them the manna from heaven. He always provided for them, no matter how grumpy they were, or how half empty or completely empty their glass was. God was faithful no matter what, and he brought them through despite their resistance. And we hear in the gospel today that Jesus takes us to a whole nother level, not the physical level of bread and water, but the spiritual level of his life and his life and his blood that he gives us for our lives. And it's that that makes our life half full. If we see that as what's going on in our lives, that God is truly with us in Jesus, giving us the bread we need and the drink we need, then life becomes a full glass of water. But it's hard to get there sometimes. It's hard to get there. I was more tired out than usual last night when I had a wedding to be part of. And afterwards I thought, boy, I used to have all kind of energy. I could be out there dancing all night. But that's how it is. And now I have the challenge to see my life and say, how is it? Is it full or is it empty? Is it half full or is it half empty? I can complain all kinds of ways. I'm complaining to you today. But on the other hand, I have to say, it really isn't all that bad. If all I have to deal with is a bum knee, that's pretty good compared to what other people have to deal with that we all know, maybe ourselves or our relatives or friends. So it's a matter of attitude. For me, I know my tendency is to think of worst case outcomes, and I'm sure some of you feel the same way. You know what it's like to always anticipating the worst. That's the way to get the glass completely empty. We need to fill that life, fill that glass, fill our lives with the gift of God, which is Jesus, and trust that somehow Jesus will carry us through, even as he did the Israelites. No matter what they went through, God was there and kept them going. And you and I are here today, and God will keep us going. That faith, that hope, and that trust in our Lord is what's so important, and it gives us a different perspective. And I'm still working on it, and I'm sure you are too. So we keep saying to God, we keep looking for God rather than saying, care for me. And he does already. We don't have to ask that. What we do need to do is have faith and trust, and then celebrate that. Celebrate life as a full glass of water.